At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joe Thompson is kind enough to join us. He is the acting U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota, appointing that position by the Trump administration, the individual they have offered up to be the permanent is Daniel Rosen. That is still going through the process. Joe, I appreciate you coming on. How different is this right now? Or how different would your office be, if at all, if you weren't the interim, if you weren't the acting U.S. attorney, compared to you'd already been approved by the Senate?
Thanks, Chad, for having me. I appreciate it. How different would it be? I'm not sure. I'm trying to do the job as I would, as any U.S. attorney would, and lead us in our investigations. So I like to think it wouldn't be too much different day to day for everyone.
What is the number one point of emphasis you have right now? Because you're right. You're in charge. It's as if you are the permanent U.S. attorney for this state. What is the number one point you keep telling your team to focus on?
Just focus on our day-to-day work. It's weird times in the world and in government, but just put your head down, do your cases, and focus on keeping the state safe.
You obviously were hugely involved with the Feeding Our Future trials and the investigation. This is still a large story in this state, probably will be for decades, but people are still curious about the investigation itself. What can you update us about that particular case?
Well, we're well into it at this point. As you know, we've been working on that case for years, me personally for what, 4 years now, I think. We've done a couple trials. We've convicted of the 70 some people we've charged. We've convicted, I think, around 50. We have a series of trials coming up starting in August. So we'll be back on the horse trial wise with a two defendant trial. And I believe it's starting August 18th. And then we have another trial in September and one more later in the fall.
So when those trials are done, are you done with this investigation, or you can't say that right now?
No, we're not. We're still investigating actively and still charging additional people. We've charged a few people recently after the last trial this spring, and we have more to come in terms of charging other defendants who are involved in this massive fraud scheme.
How long do you think this will go on the legal side and the investigative side?
We keep going until we feel like we're done is the answer. I think we have definitely more to be done on Feeding Our Future. And as you probably know, that there's other investigations that have spun off it with the defendants who were involved in both the Feeding Our Future fraud, but also defrauding other state government programs.
Yep.
And so we just moving into those ones as well.
There are people in this state, Joe, and more often than not, they're not fans of Tim Walz, who feel like that this state has a disproportionate amount of fraud and that the government bodies should have set up an apparatus within the system, or they should have spotted this already. for folks who say we have too much fraud here compared to other states, what do you say to them?
I think we do have too much fraud in Minnesota compared to other states. For whatever reason, we've been a magnet for fraud, and certainly our government programs have been targeted extensively to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, if not more. I'm not going to point fingers at politicians. We point fingers at people through our indictments. But certainly, I think Feeding Our Future and some of these other investigations have hopefully served as a wake-up call to everyone in our state, whether it's elected officials or others, to the extent of the problem here in Minnesota.
Do you believe the changes offered up in St. Paul in this area will slow this down, or do you have to see that to believe that?
I have to see it to believe it. There's one of the, you can investigate these cases and take steps to try to slow them down, but when these fraud schemes are so lucrative, it's going to take a lot to stop them because the motivation is clear.
Andy Luger comes on this show occasionally. He did the multiple times. He was the U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota. How different are you running your office compared to Andy Luger?
Well, I'm trying not to do it drastically different. Andy was a U.S. attorney twice. He did a great job. I've been I'm a career federal prosecutor. I've been doing this for 16 years, both here and before that in Chicago. And so I try to run it as I would like it as a prosecutor. Let people focus on their cases. I view my job as filtering out the distractions from outside the office and making sure that the prosecutors here and the law enforcement agents that we work with, both at the federal, state, and local level, can focus on doing their cases and making our mission.
The last time you were very visible in this state was tied to the murders of Mark and Melissa Hortman and their dog. And you were very detailed in your press conference about the charges against Vance Belter. I know you can't provide us a great deal of detail, but can you generalize what your office has been doing since that press conference in leading up to a potential trial?
Sure. Well, we're working towards an indictment in the case, and we're really obviously the who isn't a huge question here. I think it's pretty clear Vance Belter's role in here and what he did. The real questions are the why. Why did he do this, and was anyone else involved? And so we have been investigating around the clock to answer those questions. Was anyone else involved? And if so, who? And regardless of whether or not anyone else was involved, why did this happen? What was the motivation? I don't know that there'll be satisfactory explanations for why this happened. It's, there's no good explanation for murdering politicians and targeting politicians like Belter did. But those are the questions that we're trying to answer, in not only bringing him to justice and prosecuting him and convicting him, but also providing some measure of sunlight and explanation, answering the public's questions, which are understandable.
Okay, well, when you spoke, including here with Jason Rush, I greatly appreciated your candor, so I would be derelict of my duty if I did not follow up and say, from what you knew then to what you know now, why did he do it, and did anybody work with him?
The why is not, we're still working on the why, I guess I would say. Clearly, this is a politically motivated assassination. As I said at the press conference, there hasn't been a political manifesto, and to the extent when we have an explanation, we'll give it to the public as soon as we can. Same with the where are other people involved. We haven't charged anyone else. I don't know that we're going to, but we want to run that to ground before I say that definitively.
Do we know yet whether the federal trial will happen before Hennepin County and their trial?
That's my expectation, yes. That's standard in cases like this.
Okay. That is standard. I was told that by multiple people, including Andy Luger, but it appeared pretty clear that Mary Moriarty wanted to have the trial first at her level. Have you had that dialogue with her? Is it more than just, I believe it's going to head this way? Have the two of you talked extensively about that?
I've talked to Mary Moriarty about it. She understands the federal interest here, and you know, we're going to work together to make sure that, you know, both state and federal interests are vindicated here. But ultimately, you know, the Department of Justice get to make this call, and that's what I expect to have happen, and that's what should happen.
Okay, so if she's saying now, which I don't think she's countered what she said then, that she wants to have her trial first, you believe the law, the way it's written, you can say, I appreciate it, I understand it, but we're not going that way, that our trial definitively is going first.
That's my expectation, yes.
Okay. I hear expectation versus yes, so it just makes me wonder a little bit. Okay. On the recent meth arrest and the stunning amount found, what is most notable to the public about that?
I mean, it's an extraordinary amount of meth. I think it really symbolizes how and really shows how Minnesota's become a source state for meth coming up from Mexico and being distributed by drug cartels from Minnesota around the upper Midwest. The amounts we've been seeing in terms of seizures is just staggering.
Is that okay? That was also tied to what happened with a broader coalition of law enforcement, which included ICE, right? And the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry, the police chief of Minneapolis, Brian O'Hare, were very quick to say, no, this was not an immigration raid. Others have pushed back. From your position, the position you're in as acting U.S. attorney, for people who are curious where you stand in this, do you want to say anything about that, or is that outside your purview?
Look, I'll say this. You know, that was the execution of federal criminal search warrants and very significant drug trafficking and human trafficking and investigation. No one should be interfering with our law enforcement agencies. They do their job. It creates an incredibly dangerous situation, both for law enforcement, but also for people on the street and people, you know, whose houses or businesses are being searched. It is not helpful when people interfere with that, and it's against the law.
Couple last points for Joe Thompson. He's the acting U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota. Just recently, second and two defendants from Nevada charged in our state with conspiracy to commit voter registration fraud. They pled guilty yesterday on this. How big of an issue is voter fraud in the state of Minnesota?
Well, it's obviously something that we take very seriously. You know, how often does it happen? I can speak to this one. You know, there was hundreds of fraudulent voter registration ballots or registrations submitted. And we take it seriously, obviously, because that affects or could affect the integrity of our elections. How often this happens, it's unclear, but it certainly did in this case. And unfortunately, we were able to charge the two individuals involved.
Last thing, since you took over, you're obviously going to get coverage on what we see. But there must be other parts of what you're working on where you don't think the public maybe knows as much about it. Are there certain areas of your staff's emphasis right now that the public would be curious to find out about that those of us in the collective media aren't reporting enough on?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I think that there's just extraordinary work being done in this office. You know, we've had recently a series of RICO trials targeting street gangs in North Minneapolis, and that's the kind of stuff that really has huge impact in the community, but often doesn't get that much coverage. I think it could be lost and, you know, violent crime in North Minneapolis, and people just write it off. The work we've done prosecuting and targeting street gangs has been incredibly significant. You know, I'm a white collar prosecutor, you know, at heart, and you know, we continue to do massive fraud cases that often many of them make the news, but a lot of them don't. You know, we have investment fraud cases where people have lost their life savings to people defrauding them, and that's significant. And then we do lots of crimes against children, you know, whether it's child exploitation, sex trafficking cases that are very significant and horrifying in their detail. And because of that, I think sometimes they don't get as recognized because people, frankly, don't want to hear about it.
Joe, thank you very much for your time. I could ask you a number of other questions, but I know your time is busy. So thank you for coming on, and we'll reach out again down the line.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.
The interim, the acting U.S. attorney for the District of Minnesota, Joe Thompson, right here on CCO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How dare you doubt?
Did I tell you about the note I received on a flight recently?
My God. Honestly.
Try it once. Tried it twice. Might be a bit much.
Third time's a charm. That's what I've heard.
Why not? Keep going. Just yearly thing. Just offer it up on more flights. Tim Walz. Speaking of, we're talking about fraud and people being upset with Tim Walz.
Waltz.
Waltz. Again, I got a text. Somebody's mad at him. So it's Waltz. I get it. You don't like him. It's Waltz. I have plenty of friends of mine who don't like him. And half of them call him Waltz, too. Like, was this some missive that I missed out on, that if you're mad at Tim Walz, like, I clearly have been critical of Tim Walz fair amount the last couple of years. Should I start calling him Waltz, too? Is that when you're in the in crowd?
I think that's when you're getting him.
Waltz. Governor Waltz. He's Governor Walz. We can go with the name. So, when he appeared in front of Congress, and like most people who appear in front of Congress, he was yelled at. You know, sometimes it's the Democrats yelling. Sometimes it's the Republicans yelling. This case, a lot of Republicans were yelling. In particular, we had the Pete Stauber audio. Remember, Pete was extraordinarily upset with the governor
And again, a lot of this was on immigration and what's taking place. Pete Stauber was going to the Stolen Valor and a lot of other areas.
Was he ever?
Man, that's it. I mean, I don't think we've ever heard Pete Stauber even close to as upset or as emotional.
No, he's screaming at him.
He was screaming at him. And when the governor made some comment with an inference to, well, I've served, you haven't, then Stauber was extraordinarily upset because he was talking about his wife, who has. And that's kind of when I said, hey, Pete, you could jump in that race. Because we were talking candidates who could go against Governor Walz next year, because he's running. Come on, we all know it. Emmer's got too much power. Could be the Speaker of the House any day. You never know. Stauber has been there a while, so he's getting more power. But he doesn't have the power of the governor right now. So when Walz was getting prepared, it cost us, the taxpayers, $430,000 in legal costs to outside lawyers to prepare him for the oversight committee. And the basic questions were compiling with federal immigration law, but as we just said, it went into many other areas. The state used K&L Gates. This is the letter that the Minnesota Management Budget Commissioner offered up. State agreed to use K&L Gates to prepare for the hearing and ensure the state administration, administrative agencies, governors were well represented. The Wall spokesman said this. It was a planned political stunt on the taxpayer dime. They worked with the governor's office to prepare for the hearing. The governor's office racked up some $232,000 legal fees in May alone at the average rate of $516 per an hour. So I guess we have the traditional ones. By the way, we should point out J.B. Pritzker, who's the governor of Illinois, retained a D.C. law to prepare him for it. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu said her city expected to pay up to $650,000 for an outside firm to help them. And Denver paid $250,000 to advise their mayor. So it's not uncommon where the folks involved, and by the way, I'm sure we can look, it's not just Democrats are doing this. I'm sure there are Republicans, mayors, and governors who use outside counsel. I think this is just your classic, I can't stand Walz, so use your own people. Why should we have to pay for it? Because I get the first inclination from a lot of people probably is, now wait a second, you got a legal team, you're the governor. You should know this. $436,000?
Mm-hmm.
That's extraordinary.
It's a little bit absurd.
And you can also add, most of these folks, if he walks across the street, they're mad at him. If he posts a picture of his son graduating from high school, that doesn't mean anybody who criticizes Walz is an automatic hater. Because there's plenty in that category. There's others saying, I'm not an automatic hater, but the surplus, the way he acts here in town compared to elsewhere, the taking joy with Elon and the stock going down, the moving clearly well away from a centrist congressman to more of a left-leaning governor, not a fan. I'm not going to justify just because other individuals have done it, but this is a classic situation where people who are lined up, and let's say Scott Jensen or Jeff Johnson would have won, and it's a different hearing in front of Congress, and let's say the Democrats had control, and they were getting yelled at like Walz was getting yelled at. The evidence seems to be fairly overwhelming, Dave, that these Republican governors and mayors would have also hired outside counsel for a lot of money, and the taxpayers would have been on the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Doesn't mean we still should like it. I don't think you should like it if you're a Democrat who hopes Walz is governor forever, because it's $436,000, and it was for about 80% of the congressmen and women up there. a political stunt.
Yeah, he barely even answered a question. He just got yelled at by most of them.
Immigration and what states are doing, what counties are doing, what they're not doing, what's going on the border is not a stunt. It's a huge issue. But if you're, it's just your moment to shine, whether you're Nancy Mace or you're Jamie Raskin or whoever you might be, where I'm reclaiming my time, I'm reclaiming my time. Here's the question. Nope, you're not answering. I'm reclaiming my time. It's all about fundraising. Little bit of it occasionally is actually about an issue. Be nice if when people hear what people are saying in this case of the House Oversight Committee, you might glean some information. But more often than not, because Wallace was acting like, well, what do you mean by that? Come on. The governor knew on some of those questions what they meant and was he being obsequious?
Wow.
Can you look up obsequious just to make sure I'm using that right? He was clearly acting a little oblivious when he was not. And then he was getting screamed at for political points. And it's sadly the show business, the Google moments, the viral moments. That's all about these congressional hearings to the detriment of society. What do we have?
Obsequious, adjective meaning obedient or attentive to an excessive or servile degree.
No.
No, that's not even close.
No, I wasn't close.
I think he was playing coy.
Yeah. Mm-mm. He wasn't obedient at all.
Not at all.
I think I just wanted to say obsequious, but it didn't work.
I just wanted to see if I could spell it in the Google.
How'd you do?
Not bad.
Not bad?
Google helped a little
couple
bit.
Couple times? Not bad. Rapid fire radio on a number of topics when we come back.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Too much content, but not enough time. The Chad Hartman Show now becomes rapid fire radio.
Okay, I've made my point on the major companies down in Minneapolis. In particular, Jason's want to convince me that Hennepin County is the biggest one. We'll get more people down here. I'm not I've never been a complete, everybody's got to come back. I'd be a fraud. I mean, I'm out of here for a couple months a year. I think this place knows, and you know I still work hard. There are other people at this place who would take advantage of it, and there are other people elsewhere who take advantage of it. What I like to see when cities make significantly large commitments to business, and it's really tied to their vitality, where those businesses have maybe a greater responsibility? Yeah, I think so. 3M is in the mix now, where 3M is saying, your remote flexibility, we're adjusting that rather significantly. Email this week saying folks will need me in the office 4 days a week starting September. The CEO said this, I believe our ability to engage, collaborate, and innovate is stronger in person. The value of working in the office is that allows leaders to demonstrate our performance culture, oh, I might vomit here, and to reinforce priorities and focus areas in real time with speed and urgency throughout the organization. A lot of culture talk, a lot of blah, 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 blah. It's how a lot of people justify their jobs by talking about collaborating and culture and tone setting and
things to workshop, Chad.
Synergy and workshopping. I'm not going to deny the potential benefits of working working at the office together. There's no doubt about it. It is still, to me, incredibly lazy to just assume the people who are not working in the office are screwing around and not working as hard. On my children's lives, I can tell you, I get more work done when I work at home because I don't have the other stuff going on to get down here. But because Brad trusts me so much, when I go to the Western White House, I try to be here. If I'm not here, there's something unique going on. There's a Quentin issue, or there's a health issue, or there's something very strange going on. And that's it. Because I want to show that I get the benefit of when I leave. Do I personally think for our job, the show is any different because we know each other so well and we've worked together for over 3 years? I don't think so. What do you think?
I do think it is.
You do?
I do.
Yeah.
I think specifically when you go to the Western White House and it's 2 months, I think we find a rhythm. But if you were to spend a day at home coming up, yeah, it would be a little different.
A little different. Yeah.
Would most people listening probably get it? Would they hear a difference? I'm not sure about that, but I feel a difference.
Okay.
I'm here every day.
Yeah. It's more about that you're here every day, and it's more about the fact that, because Adam was ranting on this, let's just be honest, Adam's here every day and Jordana's not here every day.
I just get upset when you take a day off and stay home. Oh, work from home. Must be nice, Jed.
If I'm taking a day off, I'm really not working from home, am I?
Sorry. Do the show from home.
Well, I've only done that recently involving Q. So
allegedly,
I made him up. He doesn't exist.
I think you probably blame Q when you've got a tea time at 3:20.
Well, I will do that in the fall occasionally too. I'm not denying that. Not the summer. I'm good in the summer. You know, it's fine. But like all of a sudden, with that sundown's about 8:10, Dave, I'm going to be Plymouth.
Gotta go.
You know, but it's I get it. The bosses can create their template. Let's go with more business speak here. But man, we love to generalize on this because some people can do. Carter, my guy, I love him. He was doing a lot of generalizing about being together in the office. It can be, you know, you can pick up more information. I engage in more nonsense when I'm here, you know, with Susie or walking down the newsroom or, you know, with Brad and stuff. So, and that can help. Developing the relationships and that compatibility can play a part, right? Okay, hit it again.
Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Bloomington setting aside aesthetic objections, loosens rules for electronic billboards. So in Edina, a digital ad must stay right where it's at for 60 seconds. Eden Prairie, you okay over there?
It's a little sneezing fit. I'm okay. Yeah.
Eden Prairie, it's 20 minutes. St. Paul, it's 12 seconds.
Wait, you said 20 minutes in Eden Prairie. You meant 20 seconds?
Mm-mm. I'm reading right from the story from Greta Call. In Eden Prairie, it's 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
That's a lot of minutes.
St. Paul, we got a really different policy. 12 seconds.
That's the MTV policy.
Should we really be worried about this many policies on electronic billboards when we have so many other ways where people are getting distracted? And again, you should not be distracted. You're putting other people at harm's risk. But are you really that mesmerized by the billboard that you're fixated? I mean, here's a guy over here who wanted to get rid of the funny MnDOT ads because, number one, he didn't think they were that funny.
Yes. Okay. Leave my overpasses alone.
Did you see the one yesterday?
The ick?
Fast drivers give me the ick.
Ick, yeah.
Ah! I'm just offended at the terrible jokes.
That's it. That's it. You just didn't think the jokes
get
were that
funnier.
Funny. Yeah.
I love billboards, as you know. I do understand that when my face is on it, it can be a little distracting
for
drivers.
You'd like that one to stay for 20 minutes like an Eden Prairie.
It's
more of a 12-second guy.
Yeah. You know what we call that? The Carter. The Carter. More of Jason's frivolity next with more topics. What do you want me to talk about, Dave?
I would love for you to talk about, what do you do for insurance, Chad?
I go with Amber Scholl. I go with Team Scholl. I've been working with this office since I moved back in 1990. Now, Amber wasn't running it there. Amber's been with the office for 15 years, but she's been running it for a while, and it's just great. It's professional. It's thorough. Whether it's car insurance, whether it's a new car owner, whether it's a series of car accidents. We talked about car accidents the other day. Whether it's your home insurance, whether you got a cabin, whether you got a real estate idea. Amber works with American Family. American Family, one of the huge successful companies in this area. But you need people you can trust on. That is Team Scholl. How about this? One of your kids, as Amber was telling me, might get a $150,000 policy for free after discounts on home and auto. How about that one? How about that information? If you got a family situation going on, Amber and her team can help you out with all these little intricacies where you think you might know about car insurance, you might know about home insurance, but you probably don't. Go to teamscholl.com. It's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. They're going to have about 35,000 at Target Field tonight. That's my guess. I know. Every other person I talk to is going to the game tonight.
Yeah.
And so our fourth just dropped out. So I'm trying to get a hold of somebody, but I sort of have a this dog and pony situation. So
651-4.
Yeah. Do you want to come out and play? My friend, the real mayor of Cross Lake, Rob Berkland, just texted me about a mutual friend of ours. And I tried to type while I was talking to you. O-O-T.
O-O-T.
Out of town.
Ah. I would not have known what that meant.
You're not hip like I am.
No.
It self-corrected on my phone to P-O-T. So when he was asking about best friend Jason, he first saw the response and must have thought, no, I guess he's smoking pot all day and he cannot play
can't
golf.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Dave, you want to go out? No.
Pot
is the way to go.
It's fine.
Yeah. Dave, what's your move in that scenario? Do you quickly edit? Because now you can edit if you're sending to another iPhone user.
Yep.
I like, or do you like just let it lie?
I'm a Samsung user, so I can't edit. I would just do the old asterisk and then what I meant to say.
Yeah.
I like to edit it because then I try to edit it quickly. So
the evidence.
That's right.
It's gone.
So you don't screenshot
it. It's gone.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're familiar with getting rid of the evidence.
I'm familiar.
Yeah.
Long time as a news reporter, yeah. I have certainly thought about how I would cover up a crime.
Yeah, I liked, I saw Jason reviewing his appearance on Care 11, and he listed it as a very balanced report.
Very balanced report.
Is that because you were in it? Is that why it was a very balanced report?
Yeah. I did a great job, I thought. No, I thought the often restaurant closure stories are
too tired.
Treated, I know. Like, I sort of am bored with it, but yeah. People love these stories. Love it.
Yeah.
I wish they would read about the new ones opening.
I was going to say.
As much as they click on the ones that close.
There's a lot of people have to close these and say, why are you showing so much interest in me now?
Yes.
How about
people
last
love
week?
That. Yeah.
Show up.
How about go to the place?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Enjoy Jason. This could have been a Target Field day for you guys, by the way.
Yeah, I was thinking about that on the drive-in. Sort of a mistake by us.
Yeah, how about the ball guy?
I blame the producer.
Yeah, the ball guy.
How about where are the hot ideas coming from?
Yeah, well, he's too busy at McDonald's talking to some guy on a speakerphone. He can tell you that story later.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.